Lift your hands high. Just whisper that name, Jesus. We're in the presence of His holiness. I see cleansing, I see cleansing, I see cleansing happening, I see yokes breaking. Again. I see struggles ending, struggles, struggle with sin, struggle with bondage, and other forms of struggle. The yokes of the enemy breaking. The yokes of the enemy breaking. The yokes of the enemy breaking. The agenda of hell breaking. Now, 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 now.
Oh,
They cried, holy, holy, holy.
They cried, holy, holy, holy.
Is the Lord Most High.
Is the Lord of hosts Most High. And the host of the temple. When the devils and the house was filled with stone. They cried, holy, holy.
Give you the prayer. Thank you for your cleansing power. Thank you for the flow of cleansing. Thank you for the flow of your hair. Thank you for a new day, a new season. We worship you. Making your ways right with God now. I'm about to give a call
after the message, I'd like you to honor that call and make your ways right with God. And hand over and say, Lord, here am I. Cleanse me. Cleanse me. I dedicate myself to you. I receive your grace for cleansing. And he will do it for you. Blessed be your name for this atmosphere. Grace to do what is your will. We receive it. A new day for me. I want forgiveness for my sins. I want to serve Jesus. I want to live for Jesus. I want the power to live for God. Anywhere you are, quickly step on your knee. Gallery, you are just walking in, just come forward.
You are holy.
When I come into your presence,
when I come into your face, I see love.
When I bow before your throne,
when I bow before your throne, I still feel.
Keep coming. When I gaze into your face,
when I gaze into your
face, keep coming, keep coming. When I bow before your throne,
when I bow before.
Forgiveness for my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive that grace. I receive the help to do your will. Help me, Lord, to serve you. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lift your hands, people. Counselors, I want you to go with them. I want them to be part of the service. Just one seat, space is enough. Not far back. Part of the crowd here. You go with them. Lift your hands, everybody, and just go on. Please go ahead with them.
Oh, you
upon this service this morning, and let not one person leave here the same. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a praise and please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I am grateful to God for the first part of this service. I believe that He has already started moving in our midst. And nobody will live here the same way they have come, in Jesus' name. Now, welcome to this impartation service on the subject of
divine wisdom and distinction by wisdom is part two of our teaching this morning. Distinction by wisdom. We have as an objective the wisdom way to distinction. Understanding the wisdom way. I want to arrive at the realm of distinction. What way do I follow to distinction? Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1. He said, who is as the wise man? And who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. Man's wisdom maketh his face to shine. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3. He said, they that be wise shall shine. In the first service, we said that wisdom, the way of wisdom, is the way of stardom. It also means that the way of sense is the way of shining. Not ordinary sense now, supernatural sense, the way of sense. Is the way of shining. To think deep is to stand tall. To think deep is to stand out. We saw people like Joseph, people like Daniel. Add to that someone like David and the King Solomon, who was the embodiment of wisdom. They were men of thought who ended as men of result. The quality of your thought affects the quality of your result. You can't be thoughtless and be resultful. And you can't be thoughtful and be resultless. But now, we want to look at the wisdom ways unto distinction. What you need to know to stand out. Number one, know your purpose. Why are you alive? What are you here to do? We already saw that in the first service. Before I formed you, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. And ordained you a prophet to the nation. Your purpose is key to your prominence. You can't be purposeless and be prominent in life. There is not a purposeless person that ends up prominent in life. Know your purpose. What are you? What is your life all about? Number two, know your potential. Your possibilities in life are tied around your potential. Apart from your faith, the other thing that determines your possibilities is your potential. Your ability is connected to your possibility. Know your potential.
You know your purpose. You know your potential. Not knowing what you can do is not humility. It is stupidity. Knowing what you can do is mentality. Connects you to productivity. Know your purpose. Know your potential. Number three, know your place. Know your place. Three things I want you to know. First, 3A, your place holds the key to your peace. Your place holds the key to your rest. Your place means your place of assignment, your place of location, where God wants you to be in life, whether it is the city or the location, or in fact the profession, the career, the assignment, that place, your place holds the key to your peace. Your place holds the key to your rest. Please include that. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. He said, moreover, I will appoint for my people Israel, I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own. And move no more. That is rest. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them anymore as before time. If England is not your place, you can never have your peace, irrespective of having a British passport. If Canada is not your place, you can never have your peace. Open door is not proof of divine plan. The devil may open a door in order to trap your destiny. It's not. Green card does not mean green light. Anywhere God has not sent you, when you go there, you pay your bills. Your place, where God has positioned you, is the best place for your life. Secondly, your place holds the key to your blessing. Your place holds the key to your lifting. If God has put you inside crayfish business, that place is the place for your blessing. If he says you should be a vulcanizer, an iron bender, your place holds the key to your blessing. Psalm 133 verse 3, he said, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there, that Mount Hermon, there, the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. There is a place of the commanded blessing. Your place is where the blessing that is in a hurry looks for you. Your place, your place, your place. Know your place. Thirdly, right, before I go to the third, all right. Thirdly, your place, or rather say it like this, your spot is key to your shining. Stars don't shine at the wrong spot.
Every star is guaranteed shining at its allocated spot, allocated or allotted spot by God. Every star is guaranteed. Where is your spot? I trained to be a medical doctor. Ministry is my spot of impact. The medical practice is not gone yet, because my medical knowledge has helped me severally and is still helping me and is still relevant. We'll be having one of the most exciting medical centers in the world in a short time to come. Part of an overall establishment. Medical school where students will be taught how to cast out devils. They practice medicine by medical knowledge and also practice it by revelational knowledge. What the ultrasound cannot diagnose, the word of knowledge will diagnose. Hey! What the magnetic resonance imaging cannot diagnose, what the computerized axial tomography scan cannot diagnose. Ay, 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 ay. Interesting days are ahead. Stand on your feet in the shout of praise. Look at three people around you. Tell them exciting days are ahead. Exciting days are in front. Interesting days are ahead. Exciting times are ahead. Shout, yeah! Very soon people will not need to fly to Dubai or India or anywhere for treatment. Very, 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 very soon. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. In Judges chapter 5, verse 20, he said, the stars, they fought from heaven. The stars in their courses, they fought. So the stars, they have their course. They don't exist at random. They are not on their own. The stars, they have their spot. If you must be a star in this kingdom, you must locate your spot. It's not compulsory to be in crude oil business before you are a kingdom billionaire. It's not compulsory to be in property business before you have millions in Abuja City. There is a spot, an allocated spot. There is a realm. There is where you belong. Once you locate it and you step in there, you shine like you are using charm. Because you located your spot. My counsel here is, ask God to show you, that is, in locating your place, ask God to show you where you belong. That is number one. Lord, where do I belong? Secondly, refuse to be influenced by the crowd. This is what everybody is doing, so let me do. No. My family, my friend and his family, they have moved to Canada. They have immigrant visa, so maybe Canada is the place to go. Not necessarily. All my relations are in the UK. Maybe all our family are meant to be there. Not necessarily. Refuse to be influenced by the crowd. Finally, stay in your God-ordained place until your stardom manifests. Just stay there. Seeds take root before they grow up. seeds take root before they grow up. Seeds take root before they grow up. Just get rooted in your God-ordained place until your stardom manifests. You want to stand out in this life under God. Know your purpose. Know your potential. Know your place. Number four, know your prophet. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. Your prophet. I said in the first service that there is a connection between your prophet and your influence. Saul had no influence until the prophet Samuel encountered him. David was forgotten in the wilderness until his prophet by the name Samuel encountered him. Take note of the following. First, your prophet holds the key of exit from your prison. In case you are locked up in a prison of destiny, because Egypt was a prison, it was captivity. God used Moses to bring them from their captivity in Egypt. Hosea 12:13. Your prophet holds the key of exit from your prison. Anywhere the devil kept you, a prophetic mantle can bring you out. Second, your prophet holds the key of access, your key of access to the palace. Holds your key of access to the palace. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1, when the prophet Samuel encountered the man called Saul, and the anointing landed upon Saul, that was his access to the palace. There is a place there for you. And your prophet holds the key, your key of access to the palace. Thirdly, your prophet triggers the release of your potentials. The same potentials would say you should know your potentials. Your prophet, the priest, or whoever is the pastor over your life is designated by God to bring out what you carry inside. He is the man with the rod in his hand to pull the water out of the rock. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 5 and 6. That's the 1 Samuel chapter 12, chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. Saul was in the garrison of the Philistines after he had encountered prophet Samuel. And in verse 6, the prophetic mantle pulled out the prophetic out of him. Your prophet triggers the release of your potentials. And finally, 4, your prophet facilitates your rise to prominence and influence. Your rise to prominence and influence. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13. All the way to verse 17. And then verse 21. The prophet Samuel assisted David to arrive in prominence. What is my counsel to you today? Recognize your God-given priest or prophet. Who is your priest? Who is your prophet? He said, I will give unto them pastors according to my own heart that will feed them. I don't give them pastors according to their own choice, according to my own heart. I know who holds the key to unlocking their destiny. And it's not a matter of religion. It's not a matter of sentiments. Recognize your God-given priest or prophet. Number two, value your God-given priest or prophet. Value. You can't treat your prophet or priest with indignity. And you don't allow anybody to devalue your prophet or priest where you are. I've not seen a man who can talk successfully against my pastor in my presence. I haven't seen one for over 25 years. You can't. And thirdly, take prophetic instructions seriously. When instructions are given by prophetic decrees, don't take them for granted. Today, I announce to everyone that is under this prophetic covering, every prison where the devil kept your life and your destiny is opening today. The palace that your God has prepared for you, you are stepping there today. I prophesy every potential in you is coming out today. And your place of prominence, your place of influence, no devil shall keep you from it. Say the loudest amen. Take your seat. Know your prophet. Number five, know your principles. Know your principles. Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Know your principles. You cannot live anyhow and end anywhere. Those who live anyhow never end anywhere. You cannot get anywhere by living anyhow. Those who live anyhow don't get anywhere. Hear this again. You can't live carelessly and end up gloriously. It is not possible. See the testimony of the woman. She thanks God that her children have not disgraced her. The other one came out not just first class, but overall best in oil and gas until she was employed to lecture while she was still a student. Right? That is, there was a level of focus and a level of concentration. I said, nobody gets first class carelessly. Know your principles. What are you? What is your decision? What do you want to live by? What kind of principles do you want to live by? It determines where you can end. That is, know your principles. And finally, know your price. Know your price. Know your price. There is nothing of value that is cheap. Nothing of value is cheap. Every time you see anything that is without cost, it is also without value. When a man marries you, let me not say marry, when a man carries you, because there is a difference between marriage and carriage. He carries you. He didn't visit your mother. He didn't visit your father. He didn't nothing. Just carries you. The value your life holds in his eyes, zero. Can slap you, beat the hell out of you. Doesn't care for your mother. Doesn't care for your father. Why? He arrived at you very cheap. But if he pursued you
You did guy small.
He paid some price. He beat some part. He had to engage your parents. Who say, who is this man? We don't even know who he is. Can he take care of you? And he endured all that and went through.
Because he values you. Your value is heavy. Am I communicating? No price, no worth.
Part of knowing what you want in life is knowing what to do to get there, to get it. If you don't know what to do, you don't know what you want yet. So, are you gunning for the top? Know your purpose. Know your potentials. Know your place. Know your prophet. Know your principles. And finally, know your price. And we will see you at the top. Stand up on your feet.
Who is that person that is going to the top? If not, take your seat first. Take your seat first. You didn't stand up well. At the top in ministry, at the top in business, in finance, at the top in industry. Stand on your feet. Hey! Lift up your two hands and worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Give him the praise. Give him the adoration. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. We magnify your precious, holy, wonderful name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. First thing I want you to do is to thank the Lord for what you are receiving. You have received. Are you ready? Lift your hands, lift your voice and thank him right now. Thank him right now. I am grateful, Lord, for what I have received today. Thank him right now. Thank him right now. Honor him. Adore him. Worship him. Glorify his name. Go ahead and worship him. Go ahead and adore him. Go ahead and honor him. Go ahead and magnify him. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace to fulfill what I have heard. Help me, Lord, to know your purpose for my life, to discover my potentials, to know the place I belong, and I connect with the prophetic mantle on my pastor. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, to live the life of principles. Help me, Lord, to know the price and to pay the price needed to take me to the top. I receive now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Receive it. Lift your voice, speak to God. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and speak to God again. Father, I am going to the top. I receive the grace to stand out in my generation. I shall be distinguished in my generation. In the land of the living, I must stand out. I shall stand out. I must be distinguished. Lift your voice and speak to God right now. Jesus' precious name.
Now lift up your documents for impartation. Everything you have brought before God today, lift them up. While we are doing that, if you came in late, maybe you didn't, you were not here when I took the first altar call, and you want to make your ways right to Jesus, you want today to mark a new day for you. You are saying, Pastor, I want to be forgiven my sins. I want to love Jesus. I want to live for Him. I want today to mark a turning point. Help me, reconnect me to Jesus. I want to an addiction broken up my life. Come forward while others remain there for this impartation service. Lift up your documents now. Touch me with your hands, oh Lord. Touch me with your hands, Mahashata Labadaya. Oh Lord, touch me with your hand, Lion of Judah. Touch me with your hand, oh Lord. Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand, Jesus, Jesus. Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. I prophesy by the apostolic and prophetic mantle and mandate of God upon my life. Now, before I go on, somebody with that terrible abdominal condition is arrested right now. Every demon of indigestion leaves right now. Every weight on your neck and on your shoulder, on your head, leaves back to hell right now. I take authority over arthritis involving the fingers, involving the knees and the ankles. I command your yoke broken right now. Every autoimmune disorder, systemic lupus erythematosus, disseminated lupus, I arrest you. Your tenure, your agenda is arrested right now. I command paralysis disappear now.
In the name of Jesus, I speak upon this document the power, the anointing of God with which I minister be released upon what is in your hands. The doors that have been closed against you, against your family, against your destiny, I declare those doors open right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Letike barana gazala tafarato sokopala atasha. Lete sikurate simana galayata baranahasa. Leperete sika labayana nayalashta. Every garment of obscurity. The devil has kept to cover your life, your document, and your destiny. I declare it is set on fire right now. They are set on fire right now. They are set on fire right now. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy what was not working in your life begins to work right now. What was not working in your life begins to work right now. Under 24 hours, and for someone 72 hours, another under 1 week at the most, I declare you will be back with your testimony. Testimony that God has taken you to the top. That your document is working now. That everything around your life is working right now. In the name of Jesus. Drop what is in your hand on the ground. Pick it up now with a shout of victory.
The anointing on this ground is released upon what is in your hands. And I declare it turn around completely in Jesus' precious name. Stretch your two hands in front of you. The systems will look for you. What is yours shall look for you. The systems will come under pressure. They will lose their sleep, lose their peace, lose their rest until what is yours enters your hands.
call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Say a louder amen.
Give the Lord 7 shouts of hallelujah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Take your seat and pick up your offering very quickly.
Let be Jehovah, I say. USA, Jehovah
of all days.
Pick up your offerings, your time. I'm playing.
Be Jehovah, USA, Jehovah of all
days.
USA, Jehovah of all days.
Somebody say loud, amen. Well, just very, very quickly before, while you are packaging your offerings, the week is very, very exciting and interesting. We have coming Wednesday, proceeding in the journey of wisdom. Don't miss it for anything. It's a communion service. Friday, worship and wonders night. It is both the worship and wonders night for the month of October, and also the third in the series of Free Indeed. And this one is all round freedom. Shout the loudest amen. Don't forget that it was when Job prayed for his friends that God turned his captivity. Make your friends to be around in church on Sunday, in church at the vigil. 3 overflooded services, be overflooded. He said, compel them to come, that my house may be jammed. Do it and let God turn around your captivity. This Friday night, don't miss it. Saturday night, the home church holds. Coming Sunday is our testimony and thanksgiving service, but it will be another blastful message on Sunday. And invite your friends and loved ones. God bless you in Jesus' name. Lift up your offerings. While we are doing so, if you are a first timer or a newcomer, intending member of the Dunamis Church, quickly you step forward. And let us receive you along with those in the front now. Quickly, you pick your Bibles and your bag, and then come forward. You can drop your offerings along the way while you are coming. Father, bless the harvest of every giver, and the hands lifted will never drop to beg. In Jesus' name. Pass it on quickly.
A big clap of hand. The newcomers are coming. We are receiving you. While we do that, the rest of us, can we all stand up with a shout of victory? Anybody blessed today at all? Lift up your hands high. First timers, thank you for coming forward. Those who came in late for the second service, you were unable to hear the message, wait for the third, starting immediately. And for everyone, you are released in the name of the Father. Say a louder amen. And of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' precious name. Greater glory is your portion. What is your portion? What is your portion? What is your possession? What is your inheritance? What is your testimony? And greater glory. God bless you. Shake 7 hands on your way and congratulate them for greater glory.